And here we are again with Bad Podcast. Be my dad.
Be my dad podcast. Duck Boys Talk.
What is he doing here? Hey boy, come here.
No, I was meant to be here. This was my panel. So, hi.
Hi, we're back.
Hi. Oh yeah, and...
Which is only yesterday we had a podcast, right?
Yeah.
Or 2 days ago.
Actually pick out a topic, so
you're blocked.
Each of us took a slip of paper, and then
we chose our topics.
Yeah, and I landed on trains.
Woo!
And then
okay, I'll show them later. I'll show you guys later. Okay, be patient. Please be patient. We're going halfway through the episode talking about trains as Bima picked, and the last part we're going to talk about why is your connection unstable? Please wait while we are trying reconnecting. Okay, let's talk about trains. Oh, do you know that famous song that we used to sing when you're a baby about trains? In Bahasa Indonesia?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You wanna do it now?
No. Do what?
Yeah, we have that famous Indonesian song about trains. So basically, when you were small, you adored trains, right?
Do you
remember that? Daddy, train! Well, it's not sound. It doesn't sound like that. It didn't sound like that. It goes like.
Yeah.
Ooh, trains.
Because
you said it with shining eyes.
Dad, let me try to explain. This is my topic.
Okay.
So, when I was little, kind of a backstory here.
Uh-huh.
When
and
I
you're
was
still little.
No, okay. I imagined trains as racers.
Mm-hmm, because they're going fast.
Yeah, because sometimes they go super fast.
Actually, they didn't go as fast as you think. But you know why you think it's fast?
Well, Dad.
Because when we're in a crossing, we, in the car, we have to stop, right? And then the train will go 80 miles an hour or 60 miles
no,
an
Dad.
Hour.
Dad, I used to picture them as like bullet trains. I pictured them as like, oh.
What was that name, bullet train in Japan?
Shinkansen,
I think.
Oh yeah, Shinkansen.
Shinkansen. Are you even sure about it?
Yes. Yes.
Shinkansen can go, how fast was it? 200 kilometers per an hour?
It's probably like 200, probably like...
Or 300, around that.
Yeah, around 300 miles an hour.
Hey, do you know that we are planning to build a super fast train from Jakarta to Bandung?
What?
Yeah.
You're kidding? That's like so long.
No, it's not. By car, it's around 3 hours.
Three hours.
Usually, back in the days when we don't have any highway to Bandung, it will take around 4 or 5 hours. Jakarta to Bandung.
That isn't much of a change.
Ah, and the faster way of commuting to Bandung is by train, which we are leaving from Gambir, from the central Jakarta to Bandung, in only 3 hours. But then we built a highway, and then we can reach Bandung in 2 hours.
Well, you said three.
Using train, but using car in a highway, we can do
no,
it in
Dad,
two.
You said on the highway you can go to Bandung around 3 hours.
That's right. But if Om Lucas was driving, you know how fast he can be, you know.
Oh, I've seen him go 100.
I have seen him like 140 or 150
kilometers per hour. No, JK, it was actually 170.
Dude, he is fast.
He is ultra fast.
We gotta make him, put him in our podcast sometimes.
We have to.
Right? Hey, Om Lucas, if you're hearing this, you're up next.
Well, I just gotta say, it's, just say it if it sounds creepy. You're next.
Yeah. Om Bong. Show them your loose teeth. Oh my god. Okay. So, do you enjoy being on a train?
I do.
Where?
When I like get on a train.
When did you go on a train? Have you gone on a train before?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I haven't been on a train for so long.
It has been for quite a while now.
Yeah. Since
when was it? 2016 maybe?
Probably.
When we are going to Solo and to Malang.
Oh, you guys should check it out.
Oh man, that is a ride.
Indonesians, you better check it.
Mm-hmm. We are check on a economy train, right?
Yeah.
It's using AC. Mm-hmm. Yep. We have AC in our economy train, but the seat is non-retractable. So you just sit up straight like this for a whole trip, which is like,
Dad,
how many? 10, 12 hours?
Dad,
non-stop.
But when I was on the train, I can like rest.
Yes,
on
you can.
Mom's lap.
You did sleep well. Me, your mom, your grandpa didn't, because we were like, oh dude, this is so stiff, I can't barely move. Especially your mom, since you're sleeping beside her. Boy,
it's because kids rules and parents drools.
Actually, you drool all the time.
Yeah, I do.
You too. That's our confession. My confession.
Well, yeah. Well, now it's your part of it.
Yeah, that's right. So, as your father, I was being responsible by not sleeping well, by guarding you all the time for bad people.
Parents jewel.
For thieves who's gonna take our stuffs.
Parents drool.
We are.
Okay. Parents drool.
So yeah, we like trains. We love trains. It's a not so expensive mode of transportation, and we can go all around
the world.
Actually, Java Island, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, but I suggest this to the builders out there.
Mm-hmm.
I suggest them making a tunnel like the Hyperloop.
The what?
Hyperloop.
What is that?
It's a futuristic train.
Well,
I think you guys should check it out on YouTube. I think there's a few videos talking about it, but just check it out.
I know when they build it.
Yeah.
In the future, because it's a futuristic train, right?
Yeah, yeah. And they're already testing it.
Yeah, okay. When you're grown up, probably it will be finished by then, okay?
Well, they say it's gonna be finished in around 2020, so...
Nope, no can do. Because of COVID, everything is delayed.
Quarantine drools.
So are you ready for my topic?
Yes, just show it, father!
I'm the father. Are you the father?
I am. I'm,
you will be.
I am the futuristic father.
Yeah. Do you think it's fun being a father?
Yeah.
How? You get to play with your kid.
And I got to protect it, which is kind of fun.
Mm-hmm. You got to play with your annoying kid.
Don't call my kid, my future kid annoying.
Your future kid is my future grandkids.
Grandkid or kids? Because I might have more than one kid.
I know. How many do you plan to have?
Two.
Only two?
Yeah.
Well, you can bring them both in your lap like this.
Like this. One is on here and one's on top of my head.
Is he in the circus?
No.
Are you in the circus? Some?
I know.
No.
Do you think you're in a circus?
No, not at all.
Good.
So, do you think, what do you think about being a father means?
It means that you have to protect your child, you have to play with your child, you have to give him or her a fulfilling childhood, you gotta feed them, you gotta shower them.
You gotta
wipe their behind.
Yeah.
And a lot more stuff.
And wipe their tears.
Aww.
And put them to sleep.
Walk a baby, do daddy day.
So, do you think being a father is fun?
Yeah. Why?
Do you remember? No, I bet you don't. Well, there there was a time when you were still a baby. And you wake up in the middle of the night, and then you go, wah, wah.
Oh, like this.
So, what's wrong with you, boy? What's wrong with you? Are you hungry? Here's some milk.
And I was like,
are you sad? You wanna poo? Okay, 3 hours later. Fast forward 3 hours later.
Wait.
Oh, sorry. I mean 4 hours later. 4 hours later.
So, Dad.
You're exhausted.
Dad, like this. So, the security guard of Nav's Pizzeria is already on the job, and they kind of hear a noisy baby crying in the middle of the night.
That would be you.
That was me. Until 4 a.m., 2 hours left before their shift ends.
Anyway, we were trying to calm you down. We tried to calm you down, but you kept on screaming even after mom feeds you. Mom breastfeeds you.
Well, and then, I'm not thirsty.
Yeah.
But
apparently,
it's nice
that's
to have
not
a
what you need.
Drink. Yeah.
You could be having a nightmare. You could be feeling uncomfortable somewhere.
Yeah, well, I don't actually remember.
I told you so that I know you don't remember. You won't remember it.
Probably.
So, yeah. But anyway, from that experience, I learned that.
Yeah.
I learned that babies have needs and they can't communicate it to adults.
Yeah, because...
So we adults have to guess, right?
Yeah, it's like
you hungry?
Hangman.
Yeah, you gotta guess. Is it A, E, I, O, U, B, C, D, and S, etc.
I owe you a bit.
I owe you a bite. So anyway, we have to guess, and even now, if you have need, if you need something, sometimes you don't know what you need, right?
Yeah, you're right.
You are suddenly become sad, or you want to cry, or something like that, or you got cranky. That's something. There is something that you need.
Yeah.
But if you don't, if you're not aware of what you need, then you cannot communicate it to other people.
Okay, so end of other segment.
Yeah, so it becomes hard to fulfill, right?
Yeah, just
so you gotta understand what you need.
now it's time for Ask Me.
Quest. Oh, was it?
It's Ask Me. Ask Me.
1, 2, 3. Ask Me.
Okay, so our first Ask Me contestant is
Daddy.
Okay.
I'll choose number 7.
Ooh, 7. Lucky 7. What is your biggest fear? I think I know it. I'm gonna tell it to you all later. Well,
no.
I think it probably is. I got two
major fear.
Just tell it to the audience.
First one is the one that he's going to say.
Which don't is, spoil it.
Just which is one. He will tell you. And then the second one is
spiders?
Nope.
Alabama?
No. I don't mind with spiders. I have trouble with chicken feet.
What?
They're gross, yeah. I hate chicken feet on the dining table. Please, give it away. Keep it away from me.
Okay, so...
And the first one was...
Cinnamon!
That's right. I hate cinnamon. You ate cinnamon, right?
I just ate a cinnamon bun about a minute ago.
Yeah.
And I tried to scare Daddy out of his misery.
Okay, it's my turn.
Ow!
Sorry.
What is wrong with you?
Okay, choose a number.
2.
Lucky number 2.
Lucky number 2.
If you could travel anywhere in the world, mm-hmm. where would it be? Ooh, that's a nice question.
It would actually be UK, London.
London, UK.
Mm-hmm. London, UK.
Because London is the city, UK is the...
Country.
Why would you want to be in London?
Because...
You don't even speak Londonese. Right? They speak like Londonese English. Not regular English or...
Like this?
American English.
Like what?
Is that how London is?
No.
London people speaks?
No. But if you do, just say hi with the voice of...
Hello, Mike.
It probably is not that, but
no,
if it is, just say
it. It could be Australian, right?
I think it's Australian, or it could be New Zealand.
I know how to speak like a London people.
Oh, yeah?
It's better to watch telly. It's better to watch telly.
It's not London, it's Britain.
Well, London is in the Britannia. In Britannia, I think.
Britannia?
Yeah. Which is in UK. Hey, dude, UK? Never mind, I'm fine. Thanks. Okay, while we are waiting for Bima to stop laughing.
You too.
We're gonna close this segment. If you have anything to say to us, just ask us through our Facebook page, which is Bad Podcast. Leave us a message. Ask us anything. We have 50 questions, but you can ask us anything.
Yeah.
Oh, this is for tomorrow's episode?
Yeah. So you pick one, I pick one. 3, 2, 1.
Oops, I got 2.
Ooh.
Ready?
3.
Show it to me.
2, 1.
Read.
Favorite fruits.
Favorite fruit.
And read.
That's what I said. Read. Remember?
Yeah.
Okay, guys. I'll see you in the next episode. Don't forget to read. Read this. Favorite fruit. What is your favorite fruit? We're gonna talk about it
episode.
Bye.
Be my dad.
Wait.
Podcast. See you later. Goodbye.
Stay safe, stay healthy.
And stay home.